My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's Mike Shope.
Hey. Put a little... I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey. Put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the Bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
What's the most surprising? What was the most surprising result of week one? Is it the Bengals losing? How surprising is that? I mean, they were the biggest favorite.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe a game like the Saints winning by 37 or something.
I mean, it was Carolina, though, so I don't know how. That was very surprising. I don't think it outranks the Bengals losing to New England, but that I was the first time I saw the score update and it was 17-0 or whatever it was with time to go in the first quarter, I was like, oh my God. Like, happy opening day, Carolina. Enjoy your new coach. That was jarring, but in the end, I think more predictable. Like if you told me to choose, all right, New Orleans is going to blow out Carolina or New England is going to beat Cincinnati, which is more likely? Yeah. I would have said New Orleans blows out Carolina.
Me too.
So I think Cincinnati is the biggest disappointment / surprise of week one.
Their only solace may be that they've been there before. Like they've started badly in other recent seasons. It's just it's not great. And it really didn't make sense what I saw of that game. Why it wasn't that I watched the game. It's just sort of after the fact. Why they struggled as badly. You know, Chase was on the field. Like Burrow just, they didn't attack really, it seems. I don't know exactly how to put it. They punted late. They had a not terrible field position.
Yeah, I really never saw... I saw a Ramondre Stevenson touchdown early. That might have been the only highlight I saw of that game. So it's not a game. You know, watching the Bills, I wasn't watching Red Zone, so I wasn't dipping in and out at all. But it didn't read to me from what I've gleaned. This could be wrong. Like Burrow was like their line collapsed or something. Like he was under great duress or something. Just couldn't function. So it's weird, like to look at the stats from that game and think they were as limited as they were. It's why, you might get to New England could be pretty good on that side of the ball. They were last year and they've got Christian Gonzalez was out a lot of last year and he's an excellent young corner.
The punt was 2:19 left, 4th and 5, down 6 from their own 15-yard line though, with 3 timeouts.
I'm kicking. I think I'm kicking. Especially if I haven't been able to really move the ball all day. I'm going to trust I'm going to get 4th and 5 at my 15.
I guess.
I think I'd rather kick it and hope they fumble. Honestly, if I'm having
just get a stop.
That's my day. Yeah, right. Somehow get a stop.
You don't get the first down, they're in position to kick a field goal and go up 2 scores.
And it's over.
Pretty much over. Yeah. Here's Nick with us. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me on. I think going into this year, I expected a ton of close games because I see a lot of gaps. But when you have Josh Allen, you kind of expect to be able to score and keep up with anybody. So as long as there's a chance down the stretch, you hope that he can get it done. In terms of like the MVP conversation, I think there's no question he can definitely get the MVP. But for some reason, I don't know, the social media has my algorithm down. I keep seeing these Cam Newton highlights on his MVP year, and I just – think of how amazing he was. And I see some of the highlights, and it is pretty reminiscent of like what Josh is doing right now. But his career faded so quickly because of the way he played. And I think Josh is just as talented, if not more, than Cam Newton, probably a better passer. But you just wonder from the longevity of his career compared to like a Mahomes that doesn't take the hits. We probably won't see a Josh Allen for like a 15 to 20 year career. It might be shorter if he continues to play this way. And, you know, I'm not against it. I think it's just who he is and how he plays. But I'm just wondering your thoughts on the longevity of his career if he does win an MVP playing this way the entire year.
Well, it's two different questions, right? I mean, thanks, Nick. It's good to talk about this, the future, and then this season. I'll say about this season, I made this point a few times, I'm usually, you know, and again this year, very interested in the MVP discussion, you know, week to week. I'd like to be able to bet it because there should be real opportunities there, but in New York State, you can't bet it. There are other ways. And I think Allen, of course, would be live for that award, but the one thing I've pointed out every time when it comes to this topic, and this includes Cam Newton in, what, 2015, you'd better win at least 13 games. The MVP, every year for like a decade, has been a one seed or a two. The last 7 years, not even going back as far as to Newton, but 8 out of 9, if you do, have been one seeds. Wins, 13, 14, 13, 13, 14, 12, 13, 15. Newton is 15. Matt Ryan, the year after Newton, the Falcons were a two. They were 11-5, and he won the MVP. So, you know, in terms of Allen versus Mahomes or whoever else you want, you know, Hurts, you'd better be the one. You'd better be the best team in the AFC or else he probably won't win. Because, you know, you saw what happened last year. Allen was viable. He was the only player other than Lamar Jackson to get a vote. He was a viable choice for MVP last year. But the Ravens won two more games. And without, decidedly, if at all, better statistics, Jackson won almost unanimously. They were the story of the year. And the Bills' narrative was, oh, my God, 6-6. I mean, This is bad. And at that point, Allen was kind of, I think, dismissed as someone who could win it. So this is not at all about like where Allen is headed, but if he wants to win the MVP, which you know he probably will tell you, somebody's going to tell me he doesn't want to win it, they will have to be a dominant team, I think.
Yeah, I mostly agree, except I think the Matt Ryan year is a good one to keep in mind. I think the table is set for him. I've said a few times, certainly if who are the teams that could win 13 games in the AFC? Well, I think two of them played on Thursday night last week. And to me, Jackson, if Allen has last year and they win 11 games, and they were the two last year with 11 wins, if they end up there again, and Jackson and or Mahomes is different in that there's not a – you're not looking to ding him at all. Jackson, I think voters will just be waiting to atomic elbow smash him. In the voting for MVP. I think he could have the same year. Both guys have the same year. Teams have the exact same year. And Jackson is not winning that award again this year because last year happened. He won it the way he did. And then the playoffs happened. And even though the playoffs don't count, the voters watched it. So I think I would rule him out. Just me talking. I mean, unless he has some other, you know, he throws for 1,000 more yards than he did last year or something, which, you know, could happen. Mahomes has already won it three times.
Twice?
I think three. At least
18,
twice.
18 and 22.
That's it? Okay, sorry. So if there's not really a reason to ding him, but, you know, he's... It's not fresh and exciting necessarily. Like I think Allen has an opportunity if they have the year that they had last year with him having similar stats without Diggs and all the turnover. I think that will raise him. So I give him more of a chance than your average 11-win team if, again, that's where they end up. So I think there's room there for him. As far as like how he plays, I mean, just good luck. It's not going to change. It'll change when it changes, and often there's something that happens that impacts that. That could be an injury of some kind. The thing I think to keep in mind with Newton is that it...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was shoulder, arm, and like, of course Allen is taking hits, he's running like he is, that could happen to him. And certainly a knee injury of some kind or a leg injury of some kind is going to affect his effectiveness as a runner as he gets older and impact that. But the thing that Newton lost was the arm. Like, he just couldn't throw the ball anymore. His arm was dead. And if you can avoid that, then I think you've got more of a look at having the longer career. But yeah, he's not going to be hurdling safeties and linebackers a few years from now. I highly doubt anyways, because, you know, he's just not going to be the same athlete. So he's going to have to learn how to play a different way as he gets older, probably. But we're not there yet. You know, I think he's still running wild and running free, and you just sort of, you know, maybe have to watch through your fingers to hope he doesn't get a shoulder injury or a leg injury on one of these, you know, incredibly aggressive plays he makes.
It's worthy of being a part of the analysis, the discussion when it comes to the Bills and, you know, the Super Bowl window stuff and everything, because, like you said, I mean, eventually he won't be able to do that. This season has started, and you saw both that he is still capable of it, which is not surprising, and that he's willing, and the Bills are willing.
He wants to do it, right.
Right, so we've all known how much importance it has in their results, and to curtail that, I mean, they tried last year and they were 6-6, losing to the Patriots and the Broncos. Like, you didn't see that as often, and that was by design. And then they got desperate and off he went. So you're trying to win, and I can't see, we tried it last year, didn't really work. I can't see the Bills sort of shutting that part of their offense down, especially this year when they just don't have as many obvious, you know, go-to guys in the passing game. 16, the Matt Ryan one is interesting. I wish I remembered it better than I do. He got 50% of the vote. Brady was second. Those were the two Super Bowl quarterbacks ultimately that year. That's the Patriots-Falcons year. Derek Carr, Zeke, Aaron Rodgers, and Dak Prescott. Dallas had the best record in the NFC, if not the whole league. But Prescott got one vote that year, and Zeke got 6. Wow. 15 rushing touchdowns, I guess. And Jason Garrett was coach of the year, so we weren't. Prescott was a rookie. That was his rookie season. 23 touchdown passes, 4 picks, and 6 rushing touchdowns for Prescott as a rookie. But Ryan won. Prescott still never gotten his, you know, just.
All right, and now he got paid, and now he'll continue to get less credit because he's paid now.
Now he's not going to be as good as the highest paid player in the league.
He's making $60 million or whatever. For some reason, I don't know, the Jason Garrett coach of the year just like I felt like bile. Am I going to be sick?
Wow, I would hate for that to make you sick physically.
He annoys me.
I wouldn't have said it.
A great, great deal. Jason Garrett. He really bothers me.
I wouldn't have said it.
I don't know if there's a person working in media, you know, sports media, that is more out, like more miscast. It just does not belong. Like, what are you doing there? There's nothing interesting. There's nothing funny. There's nothing. There's just nothing. It's just a suit. I don't even know. I don't get it. But what do I know? Not a lot. I'm just sitting here in Buffalo talking on the radio. But
about cheese and other various topics.
Right.
The ATM experience.
Sure.
The experience of going to the ATM. How was your experience?
That's where we're at now. Right.
Well, this is better.
Yes, I agree. Sure.
Imagine having to, you know, say all the obvious, provably untrue things that the TV guys have to say or choose to say.
Hey,
every
did you
week.
Watch any of Brady on Sunday?
We
got done with post game, and I wanted to watch Red Zone, but that was the local game on Fox. I'm like, all right, I've said he's going to be good at this, so much so that it's going to annoy me. So I want to, it's 1 week, first week in there. There was just nothing interesting at all that happened. Nothing. Nothing. It wasn't bad, but there just wasn't. It was just two dudes in the booth. This wasn't anything.
Soul.
He didn't really add anything that, oh, wow, I'm glad he's here, Well. Like, at one point, the best I could do is he at one point talked about how someone who defended a pass, maybe it was one of the Dallas guys, he was longer, corner, and Watson thought he had the window there, but the taller guy has always made me nuts, because you think it's there, and then, there's an arm, and you're like, damn, I thought I had a window. Like, okay, well, that was something. And then I thought, really, all I did just said is that the tall, bigger guys are harder to play against. Because they're bigger. Like, thanks. I don't know.
I heard his voice. I didn't know what I was watching. Do I get on Fubo some fantasy channel available, like NFL Network, some sort of channel like that I was watching where it wasn't Red Zone.
Okay.
It was just like they were at a game for a few plays and they went to a different game for a few plays. So I heard his voice, but I have no opinion on how he sounded or what he said.
It just he definitely did not deliver on. He's going to be so good at this that it's going to annoy me. Because I don't want to really like him. He's not someone I find likable, but I felt like he's going to get in that booth and he's going to make me like him. But that didn't really work on Sunday.
Not yet.
No. Yeah, give him time. It's got time. It's week one.
I mentioned before, just want to jam this in, the 12 men in the huddle penalty against Arizona.
Oh, right. Yep.
End of the game. And a lot of fans, I appreciate, have sort of picked up on that and like, yes, I thought it too, or that's interesting. I just kind of wanted to see somebody, like a Warren Sharp or somebody, notice it or talk about it. But I don't know for sure that it was intentional, and the Cardinals lost anyway, so it is what it is. But the question I'm getting most often is, could the Bills have declined it?
Right.
I think it's 3:52 left. It's second and one. And the Cardinals, in my opinion, intentionally had 12 men on the field. The play is blown dead before there's a snap, 5 yards. And I don't think the Bills ever would have, but I think they could have. I think you can decline any penalty.
Even a pre-snap penalty like that?
I think so.
Like, if there's no play,
if
normally you would. Yeah, I did see people maybe responding to you suggesting, like, why don't you let the play out and then let the team decide whether they want the penalty or not? Like, you got your 12 men on the field. Let's run a play. And if we get 12 yards, we're keeping the play.
Well, there's two different, I believe, there are two different penalties. This one was called, like, automatically, once the play clock gets to a certain number, maybe, nobody lined up. Like, this was 12 men in the huddle. Right? Nobody was lined up. There was never going to be a snap on that one. Then there are the other ones where maybe the officials only notice after the ball is snapped, the 12 men on
or
the field.
Or guys running off the field or something like that.
Yeah, but now I think they will call that before the play is run instead, where it used to be that there was no such penalty for that. You know, I'm the back judge. I see there's 12 men on the field, but I'm not throwing the flag until the ball is snapped. That's right. How it used to be.
Right.
And that might still be something where if you notice it later, but this was, the Bills didn't even break the huddle. And, if a team takes a delay of game penalty on a punt because they want a little bit more room for the punter to pin it deep, that you can decline. So I think you can decline this penalty. It would have been pretty amazing if the Bills did, but I would have been for it because of why the Cardinals did it. Second and one, I'm in tough. If you have second and one against me, especially with Allen, and I'm trying to get the ball back and use timeouts, I mean, like I said yesterday, I'm not even kidding. The Bills could actually kneel the ball once or even twice. It would be pretty ballsy, but they could do that and still be in good shape, you know, good odds to get the first, you know, tush-push style, whatever. So can they? Could they have declined it? I think so. Earlier, we talked to Sal about this Miami game and also last night's game. What do we make of the Jets after that effort? Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, that is next here on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.